This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Incomplete draft permit supporting WIP expansion, subject to a public hearing. Activists, technical experts, and the public are asking why the Hazardous Waste Bureau, HWB, of the New Mexico Environment Department is processing an incomplete permit modification request for a proposed shaft and associated drifts at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. Last year, the HWB issued a defective draft permit for public review and comment. Nearly 97% of the comments submitted opposed the proposed expansion and the new shaft, nevertheless. The draft permit is the subject of a virtual public hearing scheduled to begin on Monday, May 17th. The defects are numerous. The hazardous waste regulations require the Department of Energy, DOE, to explain why the shaft and drifts are needed. DOE is also required to notify the HWB of the plans to change the facility, such as the proposed waste disposal panels and rooms that would extend from the drifts. DOE has not explained the need or their planned changes. The National Academy of Sciences and the Government Accountability Office filled in some of those voids. Their recent reports describe future waste panels and DOE's plans to dispose of 48 metric tons of surplus plutonium currently stored at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, Pantex, and Savannah River Site. In its permit application, DOE did not provide even a glimmer of the future expansion plans, and it opposes any discussion of the expansion at the public hearing. The HWB did not alert the public to the planned expansion in the draft permit and, similarly, opposes any discussion of the expansion at the public hearing. Further, the proposed shaft is estimated to cost nearly $200 million and take 37 months to build with completion in 2024, but the current permit, based on DOE's previous agreements with the people of New Mexico, requires WIP to end waste disposal in 2024 and begin a 10-year process to close the facility. The draft permit has a limited scope that does not address portions of the permit that are logically related and necessary to the need and planned changes. For example, if DOE seeks a permit to construct the proposed shaft and related drifts, then it is logical to imagine that DOE wants to keep WIP open beyond 2024. DOE's actions imply that it wants to expand WIP's disposal capacity. Under the hazardous waste regulations, the related and necessary actions must be included in the DOE's permit modification request and the draft permit, but they are not included. In the end, the public is entitled to review DOE's entire expansion plan as part of the permit modification process. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and the Stop Forever WIP Facebook page. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.